With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right, another episode of the Causeway Street Podcast. Josue Pavone here, Sean Dutra, Joel Pavone. Fellas, I guess we don't have to worry about Jason Tatum getting injured anytime soon. Team USA is officially eliminated. Sean, don't say I told you so.
Yeah.
Against France. Like Sean said.
France.
It's going to happen.
He didn't play like we kind of thought that was going to happen.
Neither did Michael Pietrus.
Joel. He was getting close. I think if they made it past France, we probably would have seen him out there. But you know what? It doesn't matter anymore. We can switch things up and focus on Celtics basketball. But I tell you what, man, these four Celtics players, I do, like I said last week, man, they're going to get a lot from this experience, and we'll see that carry over. We'll talk more about that, and then we'll also get into Sports Illustrated, the top 100 NBA players. They do it every year around this time. Some interesting
shitty-ass list.
Choices. It's an interesting list, to say the least, but that always happens, right? I almost feel like they do this on purpose, just to see people lose it. And then that's going to drive up more clicks for people to go check out the list. So
definitely.
They got they left out the top 10, and there's a handful of Celtics players that are on that list. So we'll tell you guys where they're at and respond to what we think about the rankings. Of course, we have Joel's in case you missed it. But let's start here. Team USA, 89-79. They suffered from a 16-0 run by the French, and just like that, they're out.
Done,
man. Thought they would make it at least to the next round. I thought another team would have their number, but France, they came out, they showed up. I mean, obviously they have their best player, Rudy Gobert, and they have other guys that contributed, but that run, that second half run, it was just too much for Team USA to come back from.
Yeah, man, it's pretty pathetic. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty pathetic. United States, what did they have?
You called this.
It's still, they shouldn't fucking lose.
I think of all people,
it's
out of
pathetic.
The three of us, you should be the one to be like, man, people slept on France. I'm not surprised.
He legit pulled France out of his ass.
Yeah, I didn't pull France out of my ass, man.
You haven't watched. Talk about. You haven't watched the French play ever.
Did you even
who
know?
Who the fuck? Who watched the French play?
Did you even say Michael Pietrus is on his team? He hasn't played in 10 years, bro.
Hey,
did you even know that the Team USA was lined up to face France down the road? You just said France and you called it.
That's it, man.
I swear, this guy, when it comes to just throwing shit out there as if it's an educated guess. Not more lucky than this guy.
If I was good at that, man, I'd be good at betting, and I suck at betting.
Well, right before the tournament started, you were the one that said, hey, man, as long as nobody gets hurt, I'm good with it. 2-3 weeks later, Jason Tatum was hurt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not good. I also think, I think we talked about it last week. It's not a bad injury or nothing. Like, I don't know. So the United States had a 58-game win streak, I think I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and these tournaments, yeah.
Tournament play,
yeah.
That's not good that all, you know.
That it's gone?
Well, it's gone, and like, I don't think you can blame the people who are on the team.
Right. So let me ask you guys this. Is it such a big deal nowadays, since the rest of the world has kind of caught up? In terms of
basketball
skills?
Yeah, it's a big deal. Yeah, it is a big deal.
Well, I don't think it's a big deal because, of course, a lot of countries have caught up. But you got to remember the fact that we talked about this earlier in the summer. You look at this roster, how many top 10, top 20 guys are on that team?
Now, when I was looking at
the roster now, Greg Popovich has something to say about that.
I don't Kemba, maybe?
Maybe. That's it.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Is Donovan Mitchell a top 20 guy?
Nah, I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think so.
Jason Tatum's not
there,
yet.
Brown's not there yet.
You're not seeing the very best like we used to.
Yeah, and that's what's shameful. It's like the fact that you couldn't get like two or three of the top 10 NBA players to join. Like, I don't care what you say about, like, whatever. LeBron James is old. He needs his rest in the offseason.
No, that's fine. But, like, it's not like they weren't invited. They just didn't come.
That's what I'm saying. It's on them. It's on the they're assholes, man. Like they don't care. Okay. They don't care. You're not saying
organization is asshole. You're talking about the players.
Players. All right. Yeah, okay. Man. The players who didn't show up for this should be fucking ashamed, man. Like, how do you just like have no care in the world about anything? You can't even go play on a U.S. national team, lollygag through 10 games, play like 15 minutes a night.
Lollygag is one of my favorites.
Play 15 minutes a night, and guess what? You'd win the championship, and you would tell all the countries that, well, United States is still the best, and hey, we went from we have a 65-game winning streak now, and you guys can't touch us. It's still domination, right?
Yeah, but...
Like, why do they just forget about this?
Every team in this tournament in particular has a handful of NBA guys or former NBA guys.
Yeah, but...
So my point is, when they play against the U.S., it's like, yo, we're going all out against the U.S.,
right,
regardless of whoever's decided to come or not come.
But this is like this, like I say, what you want about the Celtics and being on this team, you have a young core which jumped at the chance to go on the team. I get why they did it, right? But this is like the fourth string. If you were really to put together
the top players,
yeah. Like you basically rolled out the fourth string to go up against the world's number one squads.
And I mean, the last decade or so has been trending in that direction, but at least like most of those teams had like one or two top 10 players, you know. There was no
I mean you look like
there's no top guys.
Yeah, it's pathetic. The fact that I don't know, like, where was Russell Westbrook? Why couldn't Russell Westbrook play? Why couldn't Harden jump in? Like, these guys aren't injury prone guys. That
Kawhi Leonard, oh, he's kind of injury prone, but I mean just Kawhi, top 10 guys. Well, I mean,
these guys, they all just dropped out literally at like the last minute, like right before training camp. They're like, yeah, we're not going to do that. We're just going to focus on the regular season or whatever.
It again shows how soft the NBA is, man. Like, as much as we want to talk about the NBA, as much as a good product they can put on when they want to, it's soft, man. Like, there's no pride. There's no one cares about winning. It's like,
about their own brand.
My boy didn't do it. Well, he's not doing it. I'm not doing it.
All right, let's just work out in the summertime together.
And don't call fouls. Don't double team in the fucking. Yeah, where the fuck was Devin Booker's fucking?
Yeah, that's a great example. Right? That's a guy who
could have played there.
Yeah. Not necessarily a top 10 guy, but
not an all star.
That's a kind of player that I would expect to see. But you know what? I think
with Tobias Harris.
I think that's what's going to happen. You know, I feel like it's going to be guys who have been in the league for 3 or 4 years, and they're going to be like, yeah, why not? Let me go out there. It's something I always wanted to do. But then once they do it once or twice, they're like, I don't need to do it anymore.
Just send college kids, man. That's if the NBA is not going to do it, just go back to how you did it before.
So then nobody can bitch about it when they don't win.
Exactly. If you're going to do it, send college kids. It'll be a better product. They'll actually play hard. They won't care. That'll be a way for them to showcase their skills. Just, dude, don't even include the NBA players if you're going to include the top 50, and you're going to include players 40 through 50, and not even. Brooke Lopez is on this fucking team.
You really hate Brooke Lopez.
How is he on this team? How is Joe Harris starting on this team? Pathetic, man. Like, when I said they were going to lose last week, I was half joking because I still thought that, you know, they'll be fine. But no, like, what is wrong with them? What is wrong with the NBA, man? Well, I'm telling you.
Pop was asked after the game, and he got kind of pissed at the question of like, oh.
Pop getting pissed at questions? Nah.
No, man. but not like in classic Pop form. More like he's tired of the media always bringing up, well, if you guys had the players that were supposed to be here. And he's like, no, they chose not to be here, so you can't talk about them.
And plus, this team is talented enough to compete. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm alluding to. I'm saying that moving on, whether we're talking about the next one or I hate to say it, I feel like the only way we'll start seeing top 10 players participate is if they just keep losing. And then the narrative is going to change to, divas. Yeah, in 04.
04, 06, 04 through 06.
You know, it's funny when you brought up the winning streak. I was like, nah, that can't be true. That team that Paul Pierce was on was terrible. I was like, oh, wait, that was 15 years ago. You know,
yeah,
like,
man.
Like, that's when they sort of picked it back up, because then you had, you know, top players. You had Iverson win, Kobe, Garnett.
Duncan.
Mm-hmm. I just named a bunch of Hall of Famers right there.
Yeah.
Name one Hall of Famer that's on this team. You know?
Well, I think when those guys were chosen originally back in the day, I don't think off the bat they're like, yeah, that's definitely gonna be a future.
Yeah, but they had close to 10 years into the league.
No, they were all superstars,
and they were already considered, exactly. They're already classified as the top NBA guys.
You can't keep going back and back. Like, yeah, they had a lot of young guys on the team that maybe won skills competitions, like what, or 3-point contests. Like, they're not.
See, but here we are kind of shitting on this squad. And it's like, Pop did the best. I guess he's feeling like they did the best that they could, considering these are the guys that wanted to be there. These are the guys right. that, like, you know, no, we're going to fucking, we're going to turn heads.
They were committed.
Exactly. We're going to turn heads here. And the media or the narrative is more like, well, what'd you really expect out of this squad? Mm. And Pop's like, no, well, fuck you. Like, this is the guys.
What you really expect.
I'm happy with the guys that we had.
These boys can play.
Yeah, these boys can play. I felt like they, you know, they had a shot to win it all. And I mean, whatever, they fell short. It happens.
It happens. It only happens when you don't put your best players in. That's the problem.
Well, I mean,
and also their best player.
That seems to be the same thing going around in other sports that the U.S. You know, competes in. The U.S. didn't go to the World Cup.
Yeah.
What happened there? No one's bitching about that. But
we bitched about it.
Because it's basketball. We're supposed to be the best.
Damn this right.
US is the best. Yeah, but if players don't want to play, what are you going to do? If players don't want to play.
I don't know. The NBA can do something about it. Like, if the fact that USA basketball.
Make them go.
USA basketball.
You'll get fined if you don't go to China and play in this tournament.
And then, you know, last week's episode was about Tatum being shut down because, you know, the NBA season is more important than the FIBA World Cup.
It is more important. But I'm just saying, like, if there's superstars that haven't been on a Olympic roster or something like that, like, there should be, like, a thing. Like, if you get called upon, you have to do your duty. If
Durant didn't get injured, you think he would have gone? Probably not.
No, he would have bailed like everybody else. But I don't know.
Anthony Davis, who's really haven't accomplished much in his career, was like, no, I'm good. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I know. You're saying exactly what I'm saying. I think the NBA should mandate, like, hey, if you are chosen, like, you have to at least play one tournament.
Called Melo, at least. You know, he would have been all in.
Why wouldn't they make them play one tournament? Like, it's not the end of the world. You either play the Olympics or you play the FIBA. Like, whatever you get called on, like, you have to pick one and play one. Like, there just needs to be I think they need to start doing something like that. If not, every other, Giannis Antetokounmpo is the best player in the NBA. Mm. You didn't see him hesitate.
Yeah.
Is he worried about getting ready for the season? No, he has something that's called,
integrity
pride. And, like, he wants to win. But, like, that is just missing in a lot of players in the NBA.
Okay,
it's spoiled.
There's no expectations from Greece.
AAU players.
Like I told you, Greece.
But
was
still,
whack.
Then why would he go? Why would he go at all? If he had no chance of winning, then why the hell would he even go? But you know what he did? Because he cares. Mm-hmm. No one else. I don't know. It just pissed me off. And also, the reason why the USA lost is their best player was injured.
No. Kemba Walker played, bro.
Tatum was injured.
Kemba Walker was there, bro.
If Tatum plays this game, they do not lose.
Okay, so then how they win the other three games when he didn't play?
Inferior competition.
Mm.
Now, they couldn't win the championship without Tatum.
I mean, if you're a Celtics fan, though, you got to be happy about what these guys went through. I mean, these four guys, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Kemba Walker, they benefited the most out of this experience, and I think that's going to go a long way into the upcoming season.
Let me ask you another question. Now for the Olympics, because this team qualified to go to the Olympics in 2020, which some might say is more important than this tournament. So, you think the star players that decided not to go here are going to be like, oh, I want to go to the Olympics. Should they be allowed to go?
I mean, it wouldn't shock me if some guys step up. I don't know, Draymond Green, guys like that who, you know, maybe they're not necessarily top 10 guys, but they're like, hey, I can be that extra muscle to help you guys out.
I think
it's sort of a measuring stick, I think, this experience, because they didn't, I mean, that's where they could have sort of struggled was the front court defense.
I feel like size-wise, that's the main reason, even though Marcus Smart will say no, that's not the reason, but they lacked depth in the front court.
They had Miles Turner, and then that was it.
Yeah. They had, like, eight
Brooke
guards.
Brooke fucking Lopez.
Really?
How are you going to win international basketball when you have Brooke Lopez there?
No Davis, no Kuzma, no all these guys. It's just like, no, don't want to go.
I wonder where Brooke Lopez is in that Sports Illustrated list.
Hmm. No, we'll get there. I'll bring him up. Overrated, wherever he is. If he's in the top 200. Oh, you want to do it now?
No.
Okay. So, to your Olympics point, yes, the NBA should make the best players play in the Olympics.
But
they can't
do that, man. Unless they write into people's contract.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's the point. That's kind of the point of international competition. You want to go. You want to, like you said about Antetokounmpo, he wants to represent his country. Like, see, these players, at least in this country, in the U.S., they're more concerned about their brand.
In this country.
They're more concerned about their brand and promoting their brand and not injuring themselves, even though they play pickup against each other all the fucking time. Whatever.
Okay, so then NBA doesn't talk to the players. They talk to the sneaker companies. They talk to Nike. They talk to whoever and say, "Yo, come on." The most the brand that gets the most players to go will give you the contract to get all the USA shit, right? You say, something along those lines like that. There's something that can be done to get the best players to play. Okay. And like,
but even, you say college players though, right?
Or college, or, okay, so no, that's
no.
different.
All right, no, but if you're saying college players, the one and done guys, do you think they're going to want to risk getting injured before even getting drafted or before they even get to training camp? They look at Zion. Zion played a quarter of summer league and was like, "Yeah, I'm good. I don't need this."
Yeah, so maybe college players isn't the best way to go either, man. But I'm just saying, like,
you want guys that are hungry to prove themselves.
I want guys in the NBA. I want guys in the NBA to give a fuck. That's what I want. I know it's not happening, and I hope I don't sound like an old like curmudgeon here. But like, they should give a fuck. They should care that the USA just lost in a fuck. What was it? The quarterfinals?
Quarterfinals. Yeah.
They didn't even make the fucking semifinals, bro. Like, that's pathetic. That's pathetic. And the fact that, you know, that doesn't hurt anyone's pockets, so it doesn't matter nothing. Yeah, but
it's because you jinxed them, man. It's
Is it pathetic, though, if there wasn't much expectation with this particular roster? Because I don't feel like there was. But I feel like
the whole point I'm making is the Team USA has the best players in the world at their disposal. The fact that none of them will go out and fucking play is pathetic. And that's why we lost in the quarterfinals of a meaningless fucking tournament. I'm not saying you got to put a top five, the first team NBA team in there, but maybe you put the starting third team in, like we would have dominated. Like, I'm just saying, like, you put the East All-Star team in there, they win every game.
All right, you know what? Let's find out how many players from this team is on your list. Let's see where they're at. Let's see if we got any top 20 guys.
Say my list, bro.
Top 30 guys. Yeah, you wrote this. Didn't you write this? I thought you sent this into Sports Illustrated and they published it.
Yeah, for real.
No, my top 25 blows this shit out the water, bro.
I thought you were trying to compete with Kevin Pelton over at ESPN. No.
Kevin Pelton, just replace him with a fucking speaking spell. It'd be better.
A.
All right.
B.
So.
All right, top 100. So how should we do this? You want to list down the Celtics players? Let's start there.
Okay.
What were you going
to say? No, I was saying if you want to, like, you know. I know you were kind of livid about some names.
Yeah, so we were just
talking. In certain places.
We were just talking about some of the people on the Olympic squad. Let's just go through that. I won't mention Celtics yet, but Kuzma, 96. He got injured. Joe Harris, your starting fucking power forward, 95th best player in the NBA. That's great.
Well, they were thin up front, bro.
That's great. The guy they cut, Bam Adebayo, 93 on this list.
He was so happy about that. How's my boy Adebayo?
Couldn't they use some front court depth there?
The first one cut.
That was a big mistake by Team USA. The fact that Bam Adebayo was not there to back up Miles Turner.
There was like 14 people who tried out, and he was one of the cuts. Just two people got cut.
My man. Number 91, Derek White played like 30 minutes a night for this FIBA team.
He's number 91?
91. Ridiculous. Oh.
All right. See, okay, so
bottom portion of these lists are always so hard to figure out because it's like, can you name like 94 players that are better than this?
Well, I mean, that's a good chunk of what just went to the fucking the World Cup here and just lost.
Big time.
Is anyone not on the list?
I'm sure. Nah, I don't.
They got to be all. Maybe a few.
The Plumlee brothers who fucking made the team.
Just one.
Whoever the fuck they were.
Mason.
He's definitely not on this stupid list.
Maybe a few.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few. All right, where do you want to start? You want to start with the Celtics? Go down to Celtics on this list?
Yeah.
Smart. If you had to guess, where does he fall on this list?
Marcus Smart. Not in the top 50. I'm going to say, I don't know, man.
75.
I know you're high on his on Marcus, but top 80. Yeah, let's say top
75.
80.
Marcus Smart lands at 82.
Oh, right outside the top 80.
So who's behind him at 83? Jaren Jackson Jr. I would have liked to see Jaren Jackson Jr. on this fucking team. He would have been a nice little addition. Right in front of Al Farouk Aminu. Brandon Ingram, 85. Interesting. But yeah, 85,
I don't hate that.
85 is Ingram. So just to give you some context, 84 is Al Farouk Aminu, 83 is Jaren Jackson Jr. And then 82 is Marcus Smart.
Okay.
So who's next?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who's
man.
Above Marcus Smart?
We got that smirk.
So this is why this list is bullshit.
The only reason or one of the reasons?
The reason.
Oh, wow.
The fact that they ranked Patrick Beverley
ahead
of Marcus Smart on this list by 1 point. Literally, I bet they listen to stupid podcasts. Someone's listening, like, you know.
Hey, don't call our podcast stupid.
Podcast stupid. What's wrong with you, bro?
Sorry, man. I'm very upset.
Bite your tongue.
So for those who don't know, this is about
awesome podcast.
Yo, about a month ago or so.
Thank God I wasn't on that episode, because I heard that episode and I was like, you guys went on for a good like 20-25 minutes.
Yo, it's a
back and forth. It's and then like you guys talk about something else and then you bring it right back. How do you fucking not think that Marcus Smart is not better than fucking Patrick Beverly?
What are the chances, man? I love
and all,
that.
And all Tim was saying was like, it's not by much, bro. And that fucking proves his point right there.
You know they had a huge debate about this, man. It was probably like 4 or 5 sports writers bickering at each other. I'm not putting Beverly above Marcus.
Raise your
Marcus
hand if you think Marcus should be at number 82.
It's one of the raging debates in the NBA, man. It's like, it's like, all right, who's the best player in the league? Is it Kawhi or is it Giannis? It's like, no, who's better? Marcus Smart or Patrick Beverly?
I got the text from you guys, and I was just like, you know, because he's considered the top defensive guard in the league, I give it to Smart. But it's not, I think it's not by much.
Damn right. They got this wrong.
I'm Team Beverly over here.
81, Marcus Smart. 82, Patrick Beverly. That's how it
Don't sleep
be.
On Beverly, man. Marcus is going to pass him eventually, but not right now.
He's passed him.
The numbers are pretty close.
I bet you that was key to the debate, too. Like, he's better. Oh, he's going to be better. It's like, yeah, but not right now. Don't give it to him yet.
Oh, no, man. Pathetic.
Where's Tatum at?
We'll get to Tatum.
Oh, you're doing this in order. Okay.
Yeah, man. So on this list, the next Celtic, who do you guys think it is?
The rest of the next 70. Yeah, go ahead. List them off.
Who do you guys think the next Celtic is to show up on this list?
I'm going to say Jaylen.
Jaylen.
Okay, it is Jaylen. Jaylen comes in right at number 68.
Ooh, we missed the 69 by one.
I know. 69. So to give you some context, they're putting him in the likes of Caris LeVert, who I like a lot. 68, Jaylen Brown. 67's J.J. Redick.
Yeah, that's about right for J.J.
Yeah.
You don't want to know who 66 is.
Dinwiddie?
Your boy Tobias Harris.
Fucking Lopez, man. Nope. Hey. How are you putting Brook at 66, bro?
Better than Smart, bro? No.
Better than Smart and better than Jaylen?
Yo, this guy definitely listens to our podcast.
Better than one of the U.S. captains, Marcus Smart?
Captain USA? God.
They definitely listen to our podcast. That's
Jesus. Bullshit.
Let's fuck with these Celtics, the Celtics podcast. Let's counter with our list.
Anyways, Jaylen 68. So a top 70 player. That sounds about right for Jaylen.
Yeah, top 70, top 60.
Where would you put Marcus, though? I didn't even ask you.
I think
top 20.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you're talking about value,
even though he never talked about like the next 5 of his top 25, you never throw Marcus in there.
If you talk about value, he's up there, like value to his team, but I mean you're just ranking players by skill set.
Yeah.
And whatever. Yeah, he's not a overly skilled player. He's just got the heart of a fucking lion, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He makes winning plays, bro.
Winning plays.
Yeah.
Brad said that.
Yeah.
Anyways, Jaylen Brown, number 68. Good, bad? How you feel about that?
Yeah, that's about right. He'll keep climbing.
Yeah, top 60, top 70. I would have guessed that.
Yeah. Okay, so shock. This is a little shocking. Who do you guys think comes next on this list for the Celtics?
Tatum.
Who do you think?
Yeah, Tatum.
Nah, Gordon Hayward, man.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about Gordon.
Hayward made the list, huh?
Hayward made the list at 59.
Actually, no, I'm not surprised.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, my fault. That came out wrong.
He's not a top 100 player in the league.
You don't think he's better than Brook Lopez?
Okay, let me rephrase that.
No, that's on record.
I didn't think he'd be this high on the list. He averaged 9 points last season. What do you mean, man? If they're doing what we do, which is right now, not about like what a player's done in the past or what their trajectory is going to be. I don't know, top 70?
Who knows what the fuck they do on this
top
list?
Top 70, top 80 maybe? I forgot about him because I'm thinking we're at that point in the list where, okay, maybe he's not on this list anymore because we're cracking into the top 50.
So what number is he again?
59.
Oh, so he's not even top 50 then.
So he's a top 60 player.
All right. Yeah, I mean, he's got to prove it. I don't know. Let's face it. Last year wasn't the easiest for him, clearly, but we know he's still got something left for next season. How much left is obviously yet to be seen, but okay. I guess top 60 guy in the NBA.
All right, so we've had a couple big debates, historic debates on our podcast history. I think the next player that I'm going to bring up.
You know what? He shouldn't be top 60. Gordon Hayward should be top 60.
Oh shit! He switched it up.
No. No, he's in the 100 though. Don't get me wrong. When I first said, I'm surprised he's mentioned. I'm like, okay, he's in the top 100, but top
60. Would you rank Jaylen Brown ahead of Gordon Hayward?
I would.
I
sort of would.
Right now,
I sort of would too. I think they got these mixed up a little bit.
I mean, yeah. I know it's not all about numbers, but when you combine numbers with a player's role on their team,
yeah,
where does Hayward fit, you know, in the sense of one of the top two, three players?
I would have liked
this upcoming season, yeah, but last year?
I would have liked to see Brown at 59 and Hayward at 60, 68 or whatever. I think that makes more sense.
I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Or 70-something.
So let's take a stroll down memory lane.
Or 80.
Let's take a stroll down memory lane.
Yeah.
The biggest argument we've probably ever had on this podcast.
RJ Hunter or...
That's up there.
James Young.
This was one of the most shocking takes from one of us that ever went down.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't think it's shocking. We've had some fucking, like,
debates. Joel take.
It's a Joel take. Yeah,
yeah. He's debates. Getting real defensive right now.
The most shocking.
I know what you're going to say.
All right. Let's pull it back to, I think it was 2000 and, what, 15 maybe? 16?
Yeah.
We're going through our top 25 list. Steph Curry comes off his unanimous MVP season. And Joel has the balls to rank Klay Thompson ahead of Steph Curry on his top 25 list.
That was the unanimous MVP that year.
No,
it wasn't the unanimous. It was after they won the first championship in 2015. So then we were talking about it in 2016.
Okay.
He won the unanimous the following season. And I remember ranking him pretty high. You guys were like, nah. And I'm like, okay, you guys are all over Steph Curry. But then I rank him a little bit higher than I usually do. And you guys are giving me shit. But the argument you're talking about was right after they won their first title. So no Durant. It was the beginning this of the Splash Brothers run.
This was the Cleveland blew a 3-1 lead.
No. This was when Kyrie and Kevin Love.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. They won 4-2.
Yep. Okay. So, Joel ranked Klay Thompson ahead of Steph Curry in the top 25. Now this blew our mind back in the day. Now, if you want to take a look at how far Klay Thompson has fallen. Sports Illustrated has the balls almost as big cojones as Joel back in the day for ranking above Steph Curry. They put Klay Thompson at number 58 on this list.
That's fucking blasphemous.
What?
58. Right before Gordon Hayward, who averaged how many points last year?
11.
Okay. They have Klay Thompson at number 58.
Wow, that's crazy. You know what? You say injury and as if that happened back in like January or something. That was in the middle of the finals. And he was going off that game.
Yeah, but it easily been a game 7.
Right.
And if he plays, that game goes either way.
Yeah, but then you look at it. Okay, he missed 2 games in the NBA Finals. And all of a sudden, he gets bumped down all the way. I mean, whoever put this together, the people who put this list together, I think they're weighing what Kevin Durant meant to that team compared to what he did. And granted, he did have a down year last season, but not enough to go all the way that down.
Guess who they quoted? Guess who they quoted in this article to justify their 58 ranking?
Who?
Mr. Asshole himself, Kevin Pelton. There you go.
He always makes the list.
This is it. Yet as Kevin Pelton noted for ESPN.com, in the past 5 years, no player has come back from an ACL tear in shorter than 11 months. The 11-month timetable for Thompson's injury would pencil a return for mid-May.
All right, so
nearly a month into the playoffs. What qualifies Thompson for this ranking is, in spite of that, is the understanding that he'll commit himself to fully rehab the process. How quickly he's been able to reacclimate himself once returning from a previous injuries. So they're basically saying like he should be happy to be at 58.
No, so then this goes back to what Sway was saying about Gordon Hayward. If they're projecting what they think the player is going to, you know, how they're going to affect their team or how they're going to contribute to their team, then that's why Gordon's where he's at and Klay is where he shouldn't be, but that's where they have him there.
They factor that in.
They're factoring that in, which I think is stupid.
No, it doesn't make any sense because how are you going to look at Klay Thompson's? Then in that case, Klay Thompson should just be on the list at all.
Yeah.
Like if you just take him off because now you're going to put him above Jaylen Brown.
Same thing with Kevin Durant if you're going by that metric.
Yeah.
So let's see when they've released top 10. All right. Just to put a little more context on here, right before Klay Thompson.
At 58.
At 58.
Good God.
At 57. I'll throw it out there. Who do you think who's right in front of him? Name a player that you think is like borderline top 50 in the NBA. Maybe he has a big contract, but definitely hasn't lived up to it. Potential.
Hassan Whiteside?
No. Good guess.
Am I close? Borderline all-star.
No, not really.
So not a borderline all-star, but is
young, up
highly paid.
Yeah.
Murray. Jamal Murray.
No. Otto fucking Porter. Otto Porter.
Right above Clay?
Right above Clay, you got Otto Porter. So that just tells you what type of crack these motherfuckers have been smoking putting this list together. All right, this list is a fucking joke. It's almost like they get like, so first off, we do top 25 for a reason, because it's hard and you have to make cuts.
Yeah.
And there's not a bunch of openings. We're not going
to bore you guys to death with 300 lists.
Right. So
I mean, 300 players per list.
We do it in the middle of the season, so then we're basing off what they're doing in the middle of the season.
Right. You're not projecting. And also, like, why top 100? Like, who the fuck cares about number 55?
Yeah.
Like, why is Otto Porter even on anybody's list?
Yeah, it's more of a debate. Top 25, top 20, you know, that's where you get your word.
Now, if you think he's going to make an all-star team this year, then you rank him in the top 30 and then make a real statement. But you put him at, you just put him ahead of Klay Thompson just to fuck around.
Yeah, who wants to hear three top 100 lists?
Oh, by the way, Derek Favors, is he going to have a renaissance season? They got him ranked pretty high here, number 55.
Yeah, it's got to be true, man.
Guess so. Put your money on New Orleans, dude. They got Derek Favors and Zion Williamson, bro.
I was always a big fan of him, but it's too bad. Too many injuries, man.
Yeah, he's soft. Could
be something else.
Soft as toilet tissue.
This episode of the Causeway Street Podcast is, of course, powered by BetOnline.ag. Your go-to online site for online betting. And listeners of the Causeway Street Podcast, you get a special 50% welcome bonus when you sign up on betonline.ag. And of course, you got to enter the promo code CLNS50. And if you haven't signed up already, you know what? Right now is the best time to sign up for betonline.ag. It is the football season. Do not miss out on these big wins off the field, because this is the best place to bet online. That is betonline.ag. When you check out, put the promo code CLNS50. That's right. That's CLNS50. That'll get you a 50% welcome bonus when you first sign up. A minimum deposit of $55 is required to qualify for the bonus, but you don't want to miss out on this special offer. And there's a lot of prop bets going on this time around, guys, so you don't want to miss out on that as well. Got plenty of money to win. Please see BetOnline's general rules for additional terms and conditions regarding the bonuses. But I tell you right now, just for listening to the Causeway Street Podcast, you'll get a 50% welcome bonus when you use the promo code CLNS50. That's betonline.ag. Enter the promo code CLNS50 and you'll get your 50% welcome bonus. That's 50% welcome bonus when you sign up with betonline.ag. Head over to betonline.ag and enter the promo code CLNS50. That's CLNS50. Again, please see BetOnline's general rules for additional terms and conditions regarding the bonuses. Let's get back to more of this Causeway Street Podcast.
All right. Next Celtics on the list.
Who is it, man?
Who do you think it is? Who do you think they have ranked higher?
Well, at this point, there's two Tatum. Left. It's got to be Tatum.
There's two left. There's Tatum.
Unless you're going to tell me Enes Kanter made the list.
There's Tatum or there's Kemba. So who's left? Who's getting ranked higher, Tatum or Kemba?
Tatum is next.
Yeah, Tatum is next.
No matter what you higher, say about Team USA, Tatum is next.
When you say higher, I'm going to say Kemba's got to be above.
Okay, Tatum. You're right. Tatum,
unless they're thinking the way you think, he's going to have an all-star season.
This list, off. I think this list does think Tatum's going to have an all-star team. He's listed as number 35 on the list. Yeah, 10 spots out the top 25. That's pretty high.
That's a little too high, I think.
If they're projecting,
that's about right.
That's about right. I think everyone sees the big expectations for Tatum in year number 3. But yeah, number 35 on the list right in front of Andre Drummond and right after Devin Booker.
Okay, but where was Jalen again? He was in the 70s?
68, I believe I said. Fuck, I don't know,
so
man.
You think Tatum is really 35 or 30 players like better than Jalen Brown?
No,
that's closer than that.
Yeah, I think if you're going to put Tatum at 35, you put Jalen Brown at 50.
Well, the way they're thinking is that he's going to be option number 2 alongside Kemba Walker, but the way we see it is in terms of their talent, and they're not that far off.
Yeah, agreed.
Some people would argue that Jalen Brown's a better player, or is going to be a better player.
A year more advanced. You could make an argument.
For this team, you don't know. It could be them two as a duo, quote unquote, for this season.
Yeah, true.
I don't know.
So Tatum's 21 years old. They got him at 35 on this list. That's pretty fucking good. That's pretty. That if you are going by the way the national media, it seems like, is sort of looking at Tatum, and you know, I think we in Boston, we can get too high on a player. Mm. I mean, it seems like the national media is sort of buying into Jason Tatum, the next guy too.
Well, they've been doing that for a little while,
but it's a big thing when you're looking at Kuzma being number 90 something on this list, and yeah, then you have Tatum at 35.
I'd say
that tells you some. That tells you a lot.
I'd say put it this way: if you're looking at the best players that are 24 and under, he's up there.
Well, I think it's
Tim Booker Mitchell.
But yeah, what if Kuzma didn't top have LeBron five, or AD as a teammate, and he'd be like number one or number two option?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. So let's talk to Sway's point here. This is sort of this. They go on a run here. So they have Tatum at number 35. Then they have Booker at number 34. Even though he's been in the league for a while, I think he's still only like 23 years old.
Yeah.
Then
he's not 24 yet.
At number 33, they put De'Aaron Fox.
This is like Tim's like dream list right here.
Oh, yeah.
De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron Fox. So
I'm a big fan of him too, but
I think I'm a big fan, but I mean, are you really going to put De'Aaron Fox ahead of Booker and Tatum?
Well, are the Kings projected to have a really good season this year? Ask yourself that. I think they'll be about the same. They'll fight for that like eighth spot, but I feel like other teams have improved in the West, so that's going to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even talked about Doncic yet, who made it much higher on this list.
Yeah, I was just thinking that too. The Mavericks are gonna make that push too.
Yep. But
Booker's only 22 years old.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's fucking nuts. Right?
Yeah, I thought he would be closer to 24.
I think he's turning 23 at like the 2 months into the season, which is
crazy. October 30th. Yeah, he'll be 23.
Yeah, but still.
Still.
This is his 20. He started in the league when he was 17, I think.
No, he didn't.
18?
It's illegal, man.
Got to be 19 at least, bro.
Was he 14 when he started in the league?
I think he was about 12.
Do you think this is a Euro League, bro?
What is the MLS, bro?
I'm pretty sure Booker dropped out of high school and went to the NBA.
I'm pretty sure he went from the womb to the Suns.
He was in the G League already.
What? What are you talking about?
What are you saying right now?
By the way, Luka Doncic drops in on 30 on this list. Luka Doncic, to me, is going to be this is top five MVP voting this year. Just tossing that.
I think he might crack my list for top 25.
Top five MVP
if he
voting.
Keeps up this pace.
Top five MVP voting, Luka Doncic.
I'm
a big believer in Luka Doncic.
You don't believe in Luka?
And then they do have Donovan Mitchell. They do have Donovan Mitchell ahead of Luka. So basically they're saying young players in the league, you're ranking it. And this is totally
because they have an advantage now unfair. Because you're projecting what they're going to do, and it's going to be people who are still haven't reached their ceiling yet. They're going to
we're probably forgetting a lot of
sway
people
towards them.
But Mitchell, Doncic, Fox, Booker, Tatum, are those the top 5 in whatever order young players in the league?
24 and under? I think so. People argue about positioning, but yeah, I think you nailed it with the top five.
Man, you can argue with Kuzma.
How old is Porzingis?
Oh, I don't know, man. Fucking.
Yeah. You're like, he's not even.
He's European, bro. Don't count. And he's coming off an Achilles injury.
Oh, man. What are you saying? You got some shady papers, man?
Probably, or at least some HGH in his system.
It's not even baseball, man. They don't do that.
Well, he's not projected to come back until like halfway through the season anyways, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's true. That's very true.
If you're measuring by that metric.
Yes.
That's very true. So let's talk about this guy real quick, because since we're talking about semi-random former superstars, they have Mike Conley as number 26 on this list. Do you think that he's going to be that big of an impact on the Utah Jazz?
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's about to have a resurgence big time.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think the Jazz, I've been vocal of not believing in the Jazz, but you think they're going to have that year? I mean, you're going to have the FIBA world champion in Rudy Gobert. You're going to have Joel Ingles.
They didn't win it yet, man.
But they will win it. Oh, that's going to beat the United States. If they lose now, that's a failure.
He threw in all his chips on France. He's sticking with France. He's ride or die with France now.
Hey. Sean's going to show up next week with a France jersey.
I picked France to win the World Cup, bro, and that fucking happened. No, you know that.
No, he did.
And that wasn't a shot of dark. I know.
No, because you actually watched.
Damn right.
France play.
Damn right.
Unlike this time.
Damn right. All right. Wait. Okay, hold on. Does Siakam fit in that top five anywhere?
They no. Got everybody. How old is he? How old is he?
I don't know. He's
Siakam's like 20.
He's got the papers problem, probably.
Oh, by the way, Kristaps just turned 24, so he technically is in this group. 24 and under, I'm calling it.
Ben Simmons maybe still, in that group, too. Injured. They probably have him up there. I don't know.
Who'd you ask? Siakam. Yeah. Oh, yeah, how old Siakam, is Siakam? Yeah. Oh, he's 25.
So Siakam does make the list.
No, he's at 24 and
he
under.
He did all 4 years at New Mexico State. Yeah, 24 and under. He just turned 25.
Well, so yeah, so Siakam's definitely going to have a big season. I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't qualify in your list.
You don't think he's
list.
Just going to suck?
By default.
No.
I do.
All right. Then the curse of the big man in Toronto continues then.
All right.
Remember Valanciunas?
Remember how mad Sean was when he hit that game winner? He texted, it was against the Suns. He texted Tim, yo, how did you guys lose to Pascal Siakam?
Yo, and then
how you let him beat you?
Then he went off in that game one, too.
Remember, there was like 4 seconds left, and he just pulled up a three and made it.
Yeah. Remember,
off the dribble.
Siakam.
Remember Bagnani?
Yes.
These guys had like a, you know, one or two good seasons in Toronto and just disappeared.
No one had a season like Siakam did, though. You just compared him to Bargnani and Valanciunas.
What about the dude that went to?
No, it's the other one.
The playoffs. They have like good playoff runs, and then they fucking
what was his name?
Disappeared.
Bargnani?
Yeah, you just said Valanciunas.
No, I did mention Valanciunas.
Oh, okay.
Bargnani was even worse.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, wait a minute. That's a whole different thing.
No, but what about the dude that when they had those runs with Cleveland, and he signed a big contract with Orlando, and I don't know if he's still there now.
Bismack Biyombo?
Bismack Biyombo.
He had a great playoff run.
I suggest the Celtics should go get him. Sean laughed at me. Well, I didn't know he was going to get that much money. If that was the case, I would have said, no, fuck it.
That was that year, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the year that we were just like guessing, choosing.
Evan Turner got $72 million.
I was on the ESPN trade machine, but every other day.
All right. Number one, Celtic on this list. Number 20. They put Kemba Walker at number 20. Fair, not fair, high, low. What do you think?
Top 20 player. Perfect.
I think he's top 20 player.
Yeah. I think he's top 20. I don't think he should be at 20, though, but that's just me.
What do you think? He should be higher?
At least 15.
Okay. I think
I had him around there last year.
Is Kyrie top 15?
Kyrie was number 15.
The streak continues.
Number 15 on this list. Kyrie was number...
You have to do an episode.
Well, you brought him up, bro.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up.
Well, the reason I brought him up is because I think the whole conversation of putting him in the top, we don't have that anymore.
Mr. France himself, number 14, by the way. Rudy Gobert.
Rudy.
USA Killer.
That's his official nickname now, huh?
He's called...
21. He had 20. Wait, we had 21 and 16.
He's called Vietnam.
21.
Wait, did we lose the Vietnam War? Pretty much, right?
I don't know, man. Yeah. Go back to your social studies books.
I'm pretty sure that was the only war that we've never really won.
Five Celtics players, though. That's pretty good.
Well, has it been like that the last few years?
I don't think it's been five. I think it's always like three or four. No, it's usually four.
Yeah, well, that's what they had this year.
Oh, where's Al Horford at?
Oh, Al Horford was number 18.
Yeah, I feel like, okay.
No, but Al Horford was ahead of all the Celtics players on this list. Al Horford was number 18.
And, wait, where's
because he's going to ball out Philly. That's
15.
Why.
Okay.
Yeah. So you basically lost. They're saying you lost the 15th and 18th.
Two top 20 players.
You think Kawhi will top the list?
On this list, I have no fucking clue. They'll probably put fucking
your boy LeBron,
Lonzo Ball at number one, bro. Who knows? This list is a fucking joke. Right. I will say too. Let's just get this started. I'm glad this is deep into the episode, so really only Causeway Street listeners will. Do you think Jason Tatum doesn't love his country?
Oh wow.
All right, it's that time to get into.
You mean he couldn't fight through the injury? You know what I mean?
He wanted to play, man. It was
part of
the episode. Decision.
We'll wrap up this episode the way we wrap up every single episode here on Causeway Street.
That's something we should watch out for. I don't know. We'll just see.
Jesus, dude.
He was hurt, man.
Between the wine coolers.
So he got his wish. He didn't play anymore.
He was hurt.
Nah, man. I'm just joking.
You're half joking right now.
I'm surprised no one actually said that.
Joel, drop the conspiracy theory.
I'm surprised no one said that.
Song. Why are you surprised?
I'm surprised no one said, like, wow, Tatum really didn't try to play, and that was the reason we lost. So Tatum doesn't love
his country.
People
would say that if he packed his shit and left. But.
That was you. You're claiming that the quote unquote best player didn't play.
The best player didn't play.
That's false. But go ahead.
All right, seriously though, let's get into Joel's In Case You Missed It.
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 The way we wrap up every single episode here on the Causeway Street Podcast. Joel, what we got?
All right, in case you missed it, you know how the 2019 Hall of Fame ceremony was last week? Not really a big time class.
Hey.
I know.
Don't do my boy Vlade like that.
Vlade. Okay. The reason why I'm bringing this up because now a list of players who are going to be eligible for next year's class has dropped out.
Wait, who made this year?
Well, I mean, other than Vlade.
Oh, Teresa Witherspoon.
Thank you.
Teaspoon.
Thank you. Teaspoon made it.
That girl was a gangster.
Teaspoon.
Vlade Divac made it. Bill Finch, the coach.
Okay. Yeah, no one. All right, that's fine.
Hey. What's this? Celtics coach, man. Finch.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right.
All right, who you got?
Here's a list of eligible players for next year's.
Give it to me.
2020 Hall of Fame.
Best class in a while.
Tim Duncan.
Tim A.
Okay.
Kevin Garnett.
Let's go.
Kobe Bryant.
Oh.
I know you guys are going to be excited for this next one. Elden Brand.
What?
Elden Brand. He's eligible for next year's Hall of Fame, bro.
He did have a good career at Duke.
You know?
Yeah. Well, it is basketball Hall of Fame. That's true.
What's the number one overall pick?
Chris Bosh. Andre Miller. Amari Stoudemire. Tayshaun Prince.
Okay, these guys are making it.
Kevin Martin. Eh?
Kevin Martin, the shooter?
Or Kevin?
Kevin.
What? Why is he on that list?
Yeah.
Because he's eligible. These are the guys that are eligible. Doesn't mean they're going to make the list. Jesus. They're eligible
Could have made it a short list, bro.
To be, Kurt Heinrich.
He just keeps going.
And Caron Butler.
Marcus Williams.
Marcus Banks.
Marcus Banks.
No, I'm kidding. That's it. And stop that Butler, guys, all right? Whoever's like, oh, my God, Marcus Banks.
All right. So how many?
Jermaine O'Neal.
How many people can they add on that list?
J-Bone.
It's like, just because they retired 6 years ago, or better way to put it, was pushed out the league 6 years ago, doesn't mean that they should be mentioned. Kirk Heinrich? Well, why'd you do that?
I mean,
why'd you do us like that?
I'm just mentioning guys that are eligible.
We can't get those 5 seconds back in our lives, man.
Just come on. Just to put things into perspective, guys.
If Heinrich doesn't fucking make it, he's a fucking snub.
All right? Come on. All right, I believe it's 6, right? They make it?
Yeah.
6?
6.
Yeah.
So I mean,
not all NBA players.
Yeah, but
players.
No. Joel's not mentioning the coaches.
No. Yeah. These are players that are for the first time going to be put on
the ballot.
Yeah.
So you have 3. That's just a slam dunk. Duncan.
Exactly.
Garnett.
That goes without saying. So there's other guys.
I'm going just for that.
Yeah, there's other guys that obviously haven't made a first ballot or second or whatever, and they're going to be on the ballot again.
You said Chris Mullin?
No, I didn't say Chris Mullin.
Chris
Bosh.
Oh, what?
Chris Mullin. Chris Mullin's been
he's
been in there since like
he's been enshrined for a while
since like 2000
94. Yeah,
he was on a dream team.
Yeah,
bro,
he was still playing since 94.
Since like 1989, bro.
Is Bosh first ballot?
When he got drafted to the NBA, he made it.
He should be there eventually.
He can't be because there's not enough spots, man. I think they normally only take about 3 NBA players because they're always going to add a WNBA player.
Yeah.
They're always going to add a coach and then they're always going to add an international guy.
And plus, those 6 spots aren't people who are just now eligible.
Right.
They'll go back and put in someone that's, you know.
Yeah. Like when someone says, oh, that's a first ballot Hall of Famer, it's like they're going in the first time they're eligible and there's no looking back.
Yeah, there's the no-brainers.
Like the slam dunk guys. Yeah.
Garnett, Duncan, and
Kobe.
And then who was the 4th one on the list?
Elden Brand.
Chris Bosh. Oh, yeah, Elden Brand.
Who else? Who
Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
And then it gets dicey after this.
Andre Miller.
Okay, stop.
Tayshaun Prince.
So the big question, and we had this debate.
Amari? No, Amari not going to consider?
Amari, he's
on the bubble.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
No.
If we're talking about Chris Bosh being on the bubble, no, because Chris Bosh has 2 championships and Amari has 0. Not even a finals appearance.
Yeah, Chris Amari was a top big.
No, I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve to be there, but on this first ballot, though, I don't know.
There was something about consecutive all-star appearances, and Chris Bosh was like, literally, like no one made as many all-star teams as Chris Bosh and didn't make the Hall of Fame. I remember I brought this up like 2 or 3 years ago.
He's
and
a
I
10-time,
like,
right? Hall of Fame, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he was like a 12-time Hall
Something
of Famer.
Like that.
All right. Because
at least
all those years in
8 years in Toronto.
8 years in Toronto. He made it like
4 years in,
7 years. And then the 4 years he was in,
in Miami. Yeah, and even after LeBron left, he made a couple.
Yeah, all 3 of those guys just kept making it.
Yeah, yeah. So the interesting part is going to see when you hear Chris Bosh, you don't think Hall of Famer. But then when you really look at it, there's no way you can't put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I agree.
So first ballot, maybe not. But hey, All I know is if that's the squad for that year, it's only going to get tougher.
You know what's
the
crazy?
The year after that and the year after that for Bosch to get in. So yeah, it's going to happen.
You know what's crazy, though? Is Kevin Garnett about to get into the Hall of Fame before he gets his number retired anywhere?
Ooh.
Because they, him and Minnesota are still beefing.
Yeah.
And the Celtics are not going to do anything unless Minnesota does it first because he, you know, he did 14 years in Minnesota.
Now they tell us to just do it opening night.
Just get it over.
Just snatch it away from Minnesota.
Like, you know what, Minnesota?
All right, guys.
We gave you plenty of fucking time.
We gave you 6 years. Come on. Like,
no one's number five on the team right now, right?
No. No one's been number five since he left.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. Fuck that. No, look, Kevin right there. Yeah, there he's smiling at you.
It's a picture of Kevin Garnett in the studio.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Joel, what else we got?
Anything's possible. All right.
What about Antoine Walker? Did he make that list?
Nah, man, but I think he's been eligible for a little while. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's his time. We did talk to him, though. Remember, he was just like, he doesn't think he'll make it.
Remember I told him, hey, what about your number getting up in the rafters?
And then he was like, oh, you know, more like, I appreciate it, but no.
But he's like, if you have any pull.
He's like, it's the way I left the game, you know.
If you want to get that going, I wouldn't mind it, really, you know.
Yeah, he kind of went back and forth. Then he was just like, and then again, if they did do it, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what?
Yes, you would.
Yes, you would. You would be fucking shocked. You fucking idiot.
That shit would make your life. You'd be like the happiest dude.
You remember, like, you're like eight seasons and you played good. You were an all-star.
Got a championship, you know.
Yeah, but not with the Celtics, man.
Well, Miami.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. In case you missed it, according to good old Woj, the NBA notified teams that it won't allow players to wear the quote ninja style headwear.
Yeah, what's up with that, man?
Good.
This season,
I'm not buying the whole. Oh, it's a safety thing. No, you just don't like the look of it.
Yeah, that shit was whack.
NBA.
I agree, but let them wear what they want to wear.
NBA spokesman Mike Bass tells ESPN that the headwear.
I hate Mike Bass.
Hasn't been through the league approval process.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, it hasn't been, but you let them wear it all last season?
Well, according to Bass, when some players began wearing them last season, we didn't want to cause a disruption by intervening midseason. So the NBA is notified that.
Yeah, Wesley Matthews really needed that all year.
Yeah, the NBA notified teams
helped them all season.
In May. So during the playoffs,
everybody was a kung
that the headwear would not be a part of the season's uniforms this season.
Why you got to make it racist, man?
I'm not, bro. What are you talking about?
It wasn't racist. He did a little Chinese thing at the end.
That's the song.
He was singing
man.
The song, Kung Fu Fighting. That's how it goes.
That's how it fucking goes. It's a fucking song. All
right, just don't do your accent.
Hello.
If Dave Chappelle got in trouble for it, you will too. Who's married to an Asian?
All right, those things were stupid. Those things were stupid. I always thought they were stupid.
But it was only like.
Like, what are you, a kung fu master? That's what you want to fucking look at?
Two or three players that wore it. I don't see the big deal. I don't think it was catching on as
like
a trend.
There was like 10 players that had it.
Like who? I can name you three.
Jared Allen.
Yeah, I forgot about him. But
Wesley Matthews, you said. Jimmy Butler was rocking it from night to night.
Well, no, I think he picked different times to wear, but most of the time he had it on.
Yeah, show. Not every night. You just would see it, man. I don't... Really? That so I can't name everybody named it. He's wearing that. Now my point is wrong. My point is wrong.
I just said a few
I don't want to go fucking Google it, bro. And then I'm fucking. Oh no! You know what? Right off the top of my head, I know everyone wore the Kung Fu Panda outfit last year.
Which proves my point. If you have to go Google it, then it wasn't that much of a trend like the NBA thought it was going to become.
Okay. Every time I watched a game and somebody had it on.
Okay. Who else?
Every time I had a game, somebody had it on. I was like, "That's fucking dumb." I would think that.
Then just say that NBA. Don't say about its safetyness or anything. Like if the sleeve didn't look as stupid as we thought, at least initially, I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of it.
But players would be like, "Oh, I don't want to get scratched and shit."
Right.
So they're like, oh, "Okay."
But no,
what?
I think the NBA just hate the look of it.
No, I think
sleeve doesn't look that stupid. But at first, I was like, "All right, what's
yeah." But that became a trend, though.
But I do think
like
they
even shooters were wearing it.
And AI started
like non-shooters. I meant to
people
say.
Forget AI started that.
There's no athletic reason to wear a kung fu headband.
There was no real reason to wear a sleeve either.
But some the compression. There's those compression sleeves, right? So no, I'm just saying like there you could sell
all right,
that.
Name
as
all
a
the players
sleeve.
That wear sleeves.
Like
go.
if a player wanted to fight
Allen?
This.
Oh shit! No,
that was Lexi. No.
Like remember when the headband started becoming a thing again in the early 2000s?
Yeah.
And what did the NBA say? As long as you had an NBA logo on it, you could wear it. And then a lot of people were like, "Oh fuck that! I'm not wearing
it." Then they flipped it upside down.
And then they were like, "Yeah." Rondo was like, "No, I'm gonna." Not wear it or put it upside down.
Yeah.
So that became a trend, though. But this, I don't think that was going that way.
It was going that way. It was going that way. Nah. It was going that way. I also think that
but there were compression headbands.
It also was
starting
to open up. It was starting to open up like, hey, what can I wear on the court?
Yeah, they were compression I think they probably
look at like the shit that the people are wearing into the games and they're like, yeah, we can't give them any creativity, like any creative like power to wear accessories
in
the game.
I think it was some of these players that were wearing it where it was part of their outfit and they're just like, oh, I'm not gonna take this off. I'm just gonna just put my uniform on.
It's wild.
So whatever. Stupid.
It is stupid.
Your boy Kyrie used to wear it.
That's I was going to mention that, bro. But then, I didn't want to go on this whole, Kyrie. Yeah.
Oh, is that who you were waiting for me to say? Yeah. You could have just said it.
The streak continues.
You started the streak.
I did.
Or continued it.
Next week. It's going to end. It's going to end. I mean, it's been like 90 days since we've known he's going to be in Brooklyn, a member of the Brooklyn Nets, and every week his name comes up.
Well, we haven't had shit to fucking talk about either.
Yeah. Well, in case you missed it, Marcus Smart has been shut down officially for Team USA's remaining games, according to The Athletic.
Wait, he's not going to play in the fifth game, place game against Serbia? Hey. What are we throwing this? We're throwing the towel? We going for sixth?
Hey, just letting you know what's going on. This is, okay. Let's tone the sarcasm down a little bit, okay?
Captain America.
All right.
As long as Jason Tatum plays, he'll be all right. All right.
Smart wanted to play in the potential final two games, but he's nursing I guess he hurt his knuckle, his left knuckle. And then
stop punching things.
He still got
jeez.
Yep.
And he still got issues with his quad. So
okay,
nursing that.
Sit him out.
He went. He underwent X-rays on the knuckle. Came back negative, but he still got soreness in the hand. So, but
the hand's been through so much.
But it's more the calf that's letting him get shut down. All right. So
okay, good.
Tatum still hasn't been announced.
If Tatum plays in the fifth place game, then there's no. That's dumb. Don't play.
Speaking of Team USA and. Potential of being fifth. They're playing against Serbia, and if they win that game, then they'll be playing the fifth place game.
Hey, get that?
Hell yeah!
Wait,
yeah.
What? They'll be playing in the fifth place?
Yeah, because if they win, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Because there's two quarterfinalists.
Four losers in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, so got a potential to be either fifth or eighth.
Hey, when you hear Serbia, who do you think of? Power.
Oh,
ain't that guy. The Serb's gonna be there.
Oh,
yeah.
I get it.
I was thinking Dean, but I'm like, Dean got killed like 2 seasons ago.
I was thinking of a Serbian basketball player.
Oh, yeah. I have no fucking clues on the Serbian team.
Darko Milicic?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's a farmer now, right?
I wouldn't be surprised if he's on that team.
Yeah. They got the other Chichers.
Yes. Yes. Well, so it's Argentina against France, who Argentina hasn't lost in this tournament. And on the other side, España against Australia. So these are the teams that we mentioned last week that are probably going to have an issue if the USA had run into them, so they ain't got to worry about them.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. They're done.
For the FIBA World Cup.
And the United States is out.
So who you got? Oh, yeah, you got France. Who you
France.
Got?
France.
That's
right. I'm going Spain.
I'm going with Argentina, dude.
Yeah?
Argentina, yeah.
Yeah, they could do it.
Is Ginobili playing?
No.
Coaching?
No.
Really?
No. He's chilling. But
Yeah, I think Spain. Those two are probably going to face each other.
My boy Scola, though, still doing his thing.
Scola.
Scola, baby.
He's got to be like 38 now.
Argentina's 6-0, and they haven't lost yet.
Yeah. So. Well, I think France is going to win it all.
Yeah. And that's all I got for this edition of In Case You Missed It. Obviously, follow us on all social media platforms at Causeway Street. We're on Spotify as well, just so I'm just throwing that out there. And you can also give a listen. I know these last few episodes haven't been all, that exciting, but I felt like, considering the news,
what's been going on. They've been exciting as fuck. What are you talking about, man?
I don't know, man. You called it stupid earlier.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't like that.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to restore the faith in the rest of us here.
At Kevin Pelton, okay?
All right. So, for those who haven't listened to our mailbag episode, catch that. And our Celtics all-decade team of the 2010s. Those are pretty good episodes. Check that out. On Spotify, iTunes, everywhere.
So what are you syndicating the show right now, bro?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just playing.
For those who missed it, for those new to the show, welcome. All right?
Yeah, of course. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And the Celtics season is going to be great this year, right, Sway?
And go to causewaystreet.com for all your Celtics news, rumors, and opinions. Right, Sway?
Yes.
Keep tuned in for the next episode where Sway tells us how much he hates Celtics fans.
Yeah, coming soon. Got a rant.
Got a random brewing?
Yeah.
Hey, it's going to be a good one.
Great tease, guys. We out of here. Until next week.